It's the Monday after another weekend of mass shootings in America. In California, investigators are still trying to determine a motive for a church shooting in Orange County yesterday. One person was killed and five injured. Police say they have a suspect in custody.
And tomorrow, President Biden will visit Buffalo, New York, where a gunman shot 13 people in a grocery store on Saturday. 11 of the 13, including all 10 who died, were black. The suspect, who is white, allegedly posted a racist screed online before carrying out the attack. Community members gathered for a vigil last night.
We are mourning! We are hurt!
The Reverend Charles H. Walker II was there. He's senior pastor at the Mount Hope Community Church, not far from the grocery store where the shooting took place, and he joins us now. First of all, Reverend Walker, thank you for being here, and I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
I wonder, Reverend Walker, did you give a sermon yesterday at Mount Hope Community Church? And I'm curious what you said.
Yeah, I started off with prayer, of course. And then we started talking about the incident because I want them to, you know, get it off their chest. That's one way to start the, you know, the grieving process. I mean, it got so deep. Then I spoke from the book of Job, how things happened in Job's life, and there was a reason why. There's a reason why this happened. We don't know why this happened. We know the mentality of those responsible, but there's something else going on here, and we have to take note.
Mm. You mentioned the victims, and I understand that you grew up with one of the victims, Hayward Patterson, and that you
Absolutely.
Also knew, yeah, and that you also knew Aaron Salter, the security guard at the store.
Yes.
And again, I want
yes.
to say I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm wondering if you want to share something, anything, about them with our listeners, about these two people who you knew.
Actually, I knew three of them. Miss Kat Massey grew up with her family. She's a little older than me, but I grew up with her family, and she was a community person and loved the arts and crafts and Black history moments and things of that nature. You could always, you know, find Kat with some African garb, African hats, just a wonderfully warm-spirited person. Hayward Patterson, yeah, him and I grew up since grammar school. And we both, you know, got caught up in the gang era, you know, the Mad Dogs in the city of Buffalo. And we would always, you know, have a joke and talk about, look at where God has placed us at now. I said, it's God's divine design for dust, who is us. And we would just laugh about it. And every time we see one another, just my brother, you know, just my brother. And see, I didn't find out it was him until I saw his picture and my heart just dropped. Oh, my God. And when I found out about my other good friend, Officer Aaron Salter, my heart just dropped. You know.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm,
what a good brother.
What a good brother. Well, I'm sorry again for your loss. I want to ask you about the nature of this particular horrendous crime. The alleged shooter apparently traveled more than 200 miles to carry out this attack. Your police commissioner said the suspect, quote, had plans to continue driving down Jefferson Avenue to shoot more black people, end quote, before he was apprehended. And I'm just wondering how you are processing not only this devastating loss of 10 lives, but the fact that this shooting appears to have been racially motivated. How are you making sense of that?
With regard to calling it like it was a racially motivated crime. There's no questions about it.
Yeah.
And when I think about what you said earlier, in terms of him not wanting to stop there, but go up and down Jefferson shooting, and I'm thinking about all of the people, mothers, grandmothers, fathers, grandfathers, kids, all in that area, in that radius. It's so much going on around there where people are going to the stores, they're going to the library. If they hadn't stopped him, could he have ended up there? Because everybody would have been scattering and running for cover. There's stores across the street, the Buffalo Challenger, our black newspaper. Could he had got up in there? But he was stopped right at times.
Right. Reverend Walker, one more question. Sadly, these mass shootings are almost a daily occurrence across the country, and I wonder if it's okay if I ask you your thinking about that. Because, of course, when these things happen, we rightly acknowledge them, and people talk about prayers, and we grieve the loss of life, but these shootings go on and on and on. And I'm just wondering if you have thoughts, having been in the middle of one, your community in the middle of one, if you're thinking about what has to happen to stop them.
Well, Mr. Brooks, I tell you, when I heard about yesterday, Sunday service, someone going into the church and killing an individual, there is so much evil in our world, in the world we live in today. But it's nothing that's acquired. It was they've been bred into that. I mean, I know the FBI doing what they're supposed to be doing and everything, but we need to do a little bit more. We don't know when it's going to happen, so we have to be prepared for things of this nature.
All right. Well, that's the Reverend Charles Walker. He's senior pastor of Mount Hope Community Church in Buffalo. Reverend Walker, thanks again for speaking with us. And again, we're sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much for having me. God bless everyone and God bless America. Have a good day.